All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight of Who's Talking, the NCAA Tournament Edition. We have Terry Gates in studio. We thank Barry Parkhill for joining us by phone. And right now, co-host Frank Maloney's got the Olympic report. Frank?
All right, this really is going off script. I want to congratulate the UVA Club of Richmond and all those generous Wahoos out there that contributed in the mighty victory as the Hoos won the Hoos versus Hokies food fight.
Did we win by stroking a check?
I don't think so. 35,268 points to 31,768, and that's downright remarkable. And I think we now have a 2-point lead in that contest. Let's see here. Baseball, UVA lost 2 of 3 games at UNC, but Adam Haseley pitched a great game on Saturday and got a W for the Hoos.
And they did win today, 10-0 over
Monmouth.
So the Hoos are now 14-3 overall.
I think there was a wintry mix blowing across Davenport.
It was baseball weather.
Sure, the players could even hold the bat. Women's lacrosse had a rough game against the Tar Heels. They lost by 10 goals. Men's lacrosse staved off embarrassment, and they defeat the Big Red of Cornell. They won 19-18 in overtime, and Zed Williams was named co-ACC Offensive Player of the Week in lacrosse, and of late, he's been really getting it done. Zed Williams, I think he's leading the team in goals and assists, certainly in combined points.
And they have a big game this weekend, what, Notre Dame at home?
Yes, huge game. I can't remember. I want to say that's like a 6 o'clock start, maybe on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll double check.
We'll double check on that. Men's golf down in Myrtle Beach. The last day of the tournament was rained out, which is a shame because Virginia had a slow start down there. Derek Bard and the others, not quite the tournament that they've been having. And after all, how could they keep it up? They've won prior to that tournament. I think they've won 3 of the previous 4 tournaments. So women's crew, however, lived up to their high aspirations, and they had a fabulous regatta over the weekend. Can't remember where it was, but they won like something like 13 of 16 races, which is unbelievable. All right, basketball. We're looking at the brackets here, and I feel sorry for Villanova. You know, I see this coming to a bitter clash up in New York. Wahoos are going to crush the Seagulls of UNC Wilmington. Then they're going to find a way to scratch out a victory against Florida. And, I just don't see how Nova gets past the Hoos. Anyway,
I'm not ready to feel sorry for him just yet.
No, we're going to punch him in the nose. We're going to punch him right in the kisser. All right, Terry, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, they've had a decent year this year.
Yeah.
If they come out, take care of business, I don't care what Wilmington does. They're 29. They're not going to change how they play. They're, 29-5?
Yeah.
They're going to do what they do. We need to do what our do. We just have just a little more, you know, a little more paying attention to business, a little more oomph behind what we do. And Florida's certainly beatable, and we've already played Villanova once. We could have taken care of business on a Sunday. We didn't. But it would be a nice rematch, and there's a reason why that they end up playing there, because that was a great game on a Sunday. And this team is capable of a lot of things, but it's one game at a time. And I tell you this, it's almost 3 tournaments. It's this weekend.
Yeah.
It's the following weekend and the following weekend, and you get some rest in there. We play 10 people, which helps. It's just a matter of being focused and being healthy. And we haven't been healthy. You could just look at Prontes when he's holding his shorts. Wilkins hadn't played a whole lot, but this team sets its mind to it. Does reasonably well shooting shots.
Well, somebody said the other day, the NCAA is a series of 4-team tournaments.
Yeah.
Because each group of 4, one team emerges.
Right.
So, incidentally, the lacrosse game is 6 o'clock in Charlottesville on Saturday.
Yeah, Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is one of the big dogs this year.
I think they're ranked 2nd or 3rd, something like that.
This would be a nice win for Lars Tiffany. And I think everybody needs to focus
clearly,
on that game. Get up to Klockner and go cheer.
Yeah. As far as the Hoos are concerned, you know, we beat Carolina. A lot of people think Carolina's the best team in the country. We were 1/10 of a second away from beating or going overtime
with Villanova. On their floor.
So clearly this is a team that can compete with anybody in the country when they're focused and when they're playing at their best.
And they're healthy. Got to get him
healthy. And you got to be healthy. And hopefully, I mean, if it's just a matter of medical health, the 4 or 5 days since we played, everybody's gotten well in the meantime.
You know, looking at the brackets, you know, a team that I think is mega dangerous is Michigan. You know, a team that can survive a crash at the runway and then come out there and win your tournament. You talk about a team playing with house money. Don't you sort of feel like Michigan, you know, it's hard to call them an underdog or a Cinderella.
But yeah, but they may have just had their weekend.
Yeah.
You know, they had to go back and bask in the glory of what they did, and they were on the national news and national limelight. Now they go back home.
Yeah, but
and
guess who they get in game two?
Yeah. I mean,
Louisville.
Yeah. So, you know, the party's kind of over at that point, but we're...
Well, according to Terry, I mean, I think Louisville's better.
They need another Miracle on the Hudson or whatever.
Well, I mean, but you got to give credit to John Beilein. I mean, he's been a great coach at several places, and I think I heard the other day he's on the verge of being the winningest coach in Michigan history, which is pretty significant.
Yep. 30 seconds.
Very right. Go Hoos. Let's hope next Monday we're still talking NCAA tournament.
All right, so the Hoos are playing at like noon on Thursday,
1240.
Right?
1240 on True TV.
Right, and hopefully Dan Bonner will get the call.
No, he's in Tulsa.
Darn.
I don't know who's got the call, but regardless, thanks for listening. Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Barry. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos. Next week, Dan Bonner on the show.
Absolutely.